This is a CHY News Update. A local nonprofit group is calling on parents and youth to be aware of the harmful effects of their cell phones, devices, and social media. Caroline Solu is a leader of the Nanaimo chapter for Unplug Canada. She started the chapter last fall after reading about the harms that early access to social media can have on children and youth.
Statistically speaking, it's something like 8 hours a day that the average teenager spends in front of a screen, and 5 to 6 hours of that on social media. And then it kind of leads to the question, like, what are they actually not doing? If they're spending that much time on these devices, they're not, like, that's a full-time job. They're not doing hobbies, they're not interacting in person with their friends, they're not, developing social emotional skills that are needed to be successful in the world. So it's kind of taking over childhood in a way.
Soilu, a mother of two, says this topic is personal for her. While she hasn't allowed her two daughters, grades 1 and 5, to have their own cell phones, as her kids get older, she has seen the increase that other children have in accessing phones. As social media is fueling what Unplug Canada is calling a youth mental health crisis, the nonprofit is currently advocating for the federal government to place a mandatory age restriction on social media sites like Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and Discord.
So if you're spending all your time on social media, your brain is actually wiring for that. Whereas it could be wiring for learning an instrument or being social with your friends or, you know, other more healthy habits that traditionally kids were doing when they were young.
Unplug Canada advocates for legislation similar to that recently made in Australia. At the end of last year, the Australian government placed a ban on youth under the age of 16 from accessing social media. The first legislation of its kind made major social media sites ban or deactivate accounts for those under 16. As well, no new accounts can be made for those under 16.
I think it will be most beneficial for the kids that aren't yet on those platforms because it sets a new norm where we're like, okay, we're telling parents, we're telling people that it's not healthy for kids to be on social media and that we should wait. And I think that will cause a cultural shift eventually that will benefit the kids that are not on it yet.
Outside of advocacy work for legislation, Soilu says their work at Unplug Canada is to encourage parents to look at delaying their children's access to their own cell phones until they are 14 years old.
So one, we're not anti-tech. We're not saying that kids shouldn't be on technology at all. We're trying to kind of tackle the most harmful aspects of technology. So what has been found to be most harmful is the smartphones, because the smartphones are in your pocket. You're carrying them around all the time with you. It leads to this compulsive checking. Kids feel like they have to constantly take out their phone and check. It's the distraction as well.
Stephen Leonard is a student at Vancouver Island University and is researching the effects of social media.
Social media has a lot of harmful effects that affect people across the developmental lifespan. And I'm kind of diving into how to advocate for change against these harmful effects of social media, specifically towards children and adolescents, as well as adults.
Leonard is in his fourth year of a Bachelor's of Arts degree in psychology and is in the honors program. He recently started volunteering with Unplug Canada. He says his interest in his research came after observing youth being so heavily attached to their phones.
Because I think it's a great cause to kind of raise awareness for and to make change to protect these youth who are so at risk of experiencing many harmful effects from social media, and maybe not specifically social media, but like everything that has to do with social media, such as cybercrime, cyberbullying, social comparisons, and then obviously compulsive use, and etc.
Leonard himself is part of the generation that grew up with social media as it was starting to become popular.
And I mean, as we know, like a lot of the social media sites today require a minimum age limit of 13. If I'm correct, if not mistaken, I definitely accessed it before then, and I think a lot of people do.
He says since around 2012, research has shown a massive decrease in life satisfaction for youth, and a massive increase in depression, anxiety, and suicidal behaviors. While he's in support of Unplug Canada's call to delay cell phones and social media access to certain ages, he says protecting children from online harm starts with education at home.
And by educating our audiences, by becoming aware of all this, parents can do their own due diligence of restricting their children, creating healthy boundaries, educating the children themselves, because I think a lot of the time, adults give children a hard time and kind of treat them like kids. They are, absolutely, but I think they're a lot smarter than we actually think, right? We got to give them the benefit of the doubt. We got to give them the chance and educate them, right? And we'd be surprised, I think, of what they can do and what they can know.
Lenard does say, while there are many harms that come from social media use, he does say that social media isn't necessarily all bad.
Social media can be very beneficial as well, perhaps at a young age, maybe not as much, but I mean, you can go on there and connect with your friends. You can stay up to date on certain things in your life and the news. And although, again, that's maybe not for children, but there are benefits too, right? There's pros and cons to everything in life. It's just a healthy moderation, which is absolutely important.
Parents and guardians can find how to join a local chapter, along with educational resources on teaching youth healthy habits for social media use and the risks of early access can be found on Unplug Canada's website, unplugcanada.ca. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.